escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, the Melbourne Zoo in Melbourne, Australia is home to the long-nosed potoroos. That's a cute little marsupial. It's about the size of a rat, but very cute, and it jumps like a kangaroo. The zoo is also home to the bushtail possum, a much cuter cousin to the North American opossum. Now, these animals aren't just cute. They're downright tasty. At least that's the opinion of a fox that broke into the zoo and ate them all. That's right. And this comes 10 years after a different fox broke into the same zoo and ate 14 penguins. And you might remember just a few years back, a fox got into the National Museum in our nation's capital and it ate 25 delicious flamingos. Grisly stuff, but sometimes we eat things that we're not supposed to. For example, a 90-year-old man in New York City, he's a self-professed yogurt lover. He eats upwards of 7 quarts of yogurt a week, but he's also 90 years old. So we shouldn't be too surprised that he accidentally ate a quart of green paint, thinking it was pistachio yogurt.
That's a big difference.
That's a huge difference, but again, he's 90. And there's a beautiful picture of him. His face is green. But of course, not everything we eat is by accident. A guy in Texas, he was busted with over $700,000 of stolen jewelry. And as he was being taken into custody, he swallowed the evidence, and then the waiting game began. But that's what we're talking about today. Look, man, things end up in your mouth. You end up swallowing those things. That counts as having been eaten. Sometimes we do it on purpose. Sometimes we do it by accident. But today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is intentional or not? What did you eat that you shouldn't have?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,379. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, we welcome in Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show to sit and spin. Today, our own Mike Hawk has gathered each individual member of the KISW Air Staff's birthday.
Yeah. Yes.
The day they were born and the year. So, today, the fun will be had. Mike, you're going to play the tune that was number one, and we have to guess what song corresponds to what member of the KISW Air Staff.
Exactly. I grabbed everybody's birth month and year, and whichever song was number one that month that you were born. I'm going to play the song. Yeah. You have to guess which member it was.
Right. And it's kind of getting weird because, you know, when we got here 20 years ago, we were not the old members of this Air Staff.
No.
I mean, we had, you know, Hair Club. He was old.
Oh, yeah.
Crotchety. DJ, old.
Yeah.
Now Steve's the oldest guy on the entire Air
Staff. Damn right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we got. And then it's me, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
Hey, I'm the youngest guy on the Air Staff.
I know.
I didn't think I was.
But you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm the baby child out here.
You're younger than Danny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
By like 5 years.
Damn.
My bad. You're older than the majority, Ted.
Aren't you? We're talking about Mike right now, dude. I'm not going to look at you.
Well,
yeah, I am.
You're older than Taryn, right?
Yes.
You're older than Danny V.
Yep. Younger than Miggsy.
You're older than Mike.
I am.
So you're, so it's like, I think Steve Miggs is after me.
So me, you, Miggs.
Then you.
Me.
Then you.
Yeah. All right.
Wow. Yeah. What happened? What happened?
We're still here.
I know. What happened?
So join us September 6th for our 20th anniversary celebration.
Oh, by the way, don't even worry about it. It's sold out.
Is it?
It's sold out.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Didn't mean to bring it up.
If you got a ticket, good for you.
For real?
Know. Yeah, it's sold out.
Oh.
Sold out over the weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Yeah. I'm finding out with the rest
of you. In the meeting on Monday, Castle said, no need to bring this up. Don't even talk about it anymore because you're just teasing people. You're saying, like, hey, you're having a party. Now they can't go.
Yeah.
Well, it's happened before. We've all been to high school. Hey, man, we're having a party. You're not invited. Right. It's kind of the same thing.
What happened to me all the time.
Yeah.
I did it this weekend.
What's that?
Well, I have a close personal friend, and I said, I'll put you on my personal list. And his buddy, Joey, what's up, dude? He goes, can I get on the list? I said, no.
Oh, damn, man. Why?
Because he iced me.
What do you mean?
If somebody surprises you with a Smirnoff Ice,
yeah,
you have to get on a knee and drink it.
What's wrong with that?
That's a law.
That's it. Look,
is that a problem?
I didn't drink alcohol all weekend except that one goddamn ice because
well,
I respect the rules.
Ted's been dry is the point.
Did he know that?
He did. He said, you don't have to drink it. But I said, well, rules are rules. It's not like I'm on the wagon.
Did you pound it?
You got to get on a knee and chug it.
Okay. All right. When did this happen? When did this start?
Is this years ago.
Man, I'm the old man on the staff.
Did it start with ice beers?
No, it's specifically Smirnoff ice, and you can ice each other.
Specifically Smirnoff.
You guys never got into icing each other?
No.
I'm thinking about bringing it back.
No, we don't drink that stuff.
Well, that's the point. Nobody does.
Oh, well, I thought it was something you liked.
No.
So you buy it at the bar and you do this to somebody?
Yeah. No. So, like, he had a brand new trailer, lovely trailer, and he said, you want to check it out? I said, I do. So I'm checking it out, and finally he goes, you got to see the bathroom. It's huge. And I opened the door, and I just went, you son of a bitch.
What was in the bathroom?
On the toilet was just a bottle of Smirnoff ice. And I knew what had to be done.
So you don't even have to hand it to the person?
No. If you understand this culture, you know the rule.
You just set somebody up.
Correct.
It could be anywhere.
Right. So, like, if you had us all over.
Why would you tell me this?
At some point, I would put a Smirnoff ice somewhere where, like for instance, well,
okay,
you don't smoke anymore.
Let me ask you a question.
Like, Thrill still smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
So, if I was at his house, at some point during this get-together, I would just sneak outside and put a Smirnoff ice next to the ashtray. So, when he walks out and sees it, boom, he's got to get on a
new. You know I'm going to get you now.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is going to happen.
This game is on.
In your top drawer.
Right.
It might take a month.
No.
But if it said you got paper clips, who knows? You open that drawer, boom!
Yeah, you got a friend, you guys are going to the Met, a girlfriend, you're going on a nice date somewhere. I'll call Rob Noakes, I'm like, look, man, here's what's going down. As soon as he walks in there, that thing is on the table.
Correct.
In the Met.
If the waiter walked over and said, Mr. Montgomery, this is yours, you in the Met, you would have to get,
on one knee
and chug it.
All right. Just
I'll talk to my guy Bruno. He's
okay.
My preferred waiter.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's
very nice guy.
Like, it is on. You should
I'm not
have
sure
never
they have
me
that.
This.
We might have to take it down there before even the
they're probably
engagement.
Like, you need to bring it.
So we he iced me. So when he asked to get on the list, I said no.
That was all it took.
That's all it takes.
So you were invited to his home.
It wasn't his home. It was
his
trailer.
Oh, trailer. All right. Okay.
Oh, it's going to get
number one
here,
song
man.
From the day you were born.
There's Smirnoff ice everywhere.
Is it any good?
I'm sure if it had been cold, I don't think they're terrible.
Oh, yeah, was it cold?
One? No.
Oh, really? Is that how you're supposed to do it?
I mean, you can do it any way you want to. The point is, not at work, but in the most inopportune times, you do it to each other.
What if I, like, hide it in the bathroom stall? Because I'm just I don't know. You got bubble guts that day, and I'm like, Ted's going to hit the bathroom in the next 15 minutes. Because nobody comes to work,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, all right. I got to figure out what stall I think you're going
to
be in.
Can you do that to
if
someone
you find
you can't
it
do
in
it
the
work,
stall? Right?
You can't do it at
we
work.
We can
you
wait until after the show, right? We can
correct.
Say, look.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's on because you went into that stall. You saw a Smirnoff ice sitting on the back of that toilet.
Is it like the punch bug game? It never ends. So
correct.
You never know. You're just straight. It's always a sneak attack.
So once you're in,
well,
you're
generally,
in.
People have grown out of this. The garbage.
How old are you?
44.
So join us for sitting.
So the people who know know.
Right. And again, I didn't drink a lick. I haven't had a sip of booze in 2 weeks, except that damn Smirnoff ice.
Jesus. All right. Good times.
So right. Rules are rules.
Well,
it
fits into the question. Intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROCK. We start to Down Under. Where a European red fox has been on a killing streak at the Melbourne Zoo.
Killing streak, Jesus, man.
Attacking long-nosed putteroos and brush-tailed possums.
So I looked them both up, all right? And I hate to say it, because this is about the fox maiming these mofos. They're both super cute, dude. Like, if your kid saw a fox maul these things, they'd be in tears for a month.
So apparently these things have made it over tall brick walls, which were topped with barbed wire.
They're foxes.
The foxes, they were deliberately introduced into Australia in the mid-1800s.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
because they wanted to hunt them. They basically just...
Yeah, the English used to make fox hunts.
The English, yeah.
Foxes.
What could possibly go wrong,
does
man?
That mean they brought a bunch of beagles there?
Probably.
And those bugle things, the trumpets.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna do their
they
fox
had the
hunt.
Red coats,
yeah.
The whole deal. Huh. But the red fox rapidly established itself in the wild. And the government says the animal has since played a major role in the decline of a lot of native species.
You don't say.
Including a lot of ground nesting birds, small mammals such as the greater bilby, and reptiles such as green turtles. You know, I wouldn't. That's
green
one thing about
too.
That's one thing about Australia. I would never even know that there was an animal called a long-nosed potoroo, and I would never know that there is a greater bilby.
That's why I looked up potoroo. I'm like, am I looking at this right? And so picture a rat, a cute rat with a long nose, but apparently these things, just to make it even worse, when they move, they don't walk. Mm-hmm. They get up on their hind legs and hop like kangaroos. It's like a kangaroo that you left in the dryer.
Oh, yeah. If I was a fox, I'm totally eating that bilby guy.
Okay. Green turtles also get eaten. How the hell does a fox eat a green turtle?
Because they're kind of like us picking crabs.
But they're in shells. So how do you think...
It's a fox. They're sly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do they dig out
the... Maybe just eats the head. I don't know. Or that's smashes the shell and eats what's inside.
He's got to have a technique like I do for eating crabs.
But wait, didn't we find out that the shell is actually part of the turtle's body? It sounds like it's in...
But I mean, so it probably just eats the meat.
But why wouldn't you just grab it by the face? Look, if I'm a fox, you're the fox that starves to death. And I'm like, I don't know why my...
The turtle is still savage. It still has a defense mechanism other than the shell.
It does, but the foxes have figured it out.
Now, here's the sad part of the story. The latest attack is happened more than a decade after a fox ate 14 penguins at the same zoo.
What does the fox say?
Now, can you know the disposition of penguins? All right, there's 14 of them in there. So the fox starts eating the one. I mean, do the penguins just look over? They don't really do much. They can't really have a defense mechanism on them. They just kind of, do they waddle away? And, well, they, anyway, the fox...
Wait, do they have natural predators?
Foxes?
Penguins, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure things like orcas.
Seals, orcas. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, you got seals and orcas.
The penguins have the ability to swim.
Right.
But you'll see, like, penguins...
But, like, on
they're
land...
Like, they're on, like, an iceberg. And then there's an orca or something swimming around.
But they don't get in the water. So what I'm saying
is,
for a
penguin...
And then
the orca tips the iceberg down and slides them into their mouth.
But nothing on land comes after them. So they're probably looking at this like, nothing with legs ever attacks us. Mm. And they were wrong. 14 penguins.
Ate 14 penguins. One fox ate 14 penguins.
I mean, that's like... Oh, man. If I mean, I don't want to reference Golden Tate. But if I broke into a Top Hawk, I bet I could eat 14 donuts.
He stole a maple bar, Ted. One single maple bar.
Well, he's not a good fox.
This fox did not eat one penguin. 14.
That tells me the first one tasted good enough that he's like, I'm eating the rest of it.
And these penguins, I saw them in Africa, man. They just waddle. They're very slow. They're very cute. You can't believe that anything would attack him. Like, no, this is too easy. Like, we're just going to leave these guys alone.
But isn't that the food you want? I want easy food. Like, when I go to the butcher at the grocery store, it's like, hey, man, you got to get the pig yourself. Like, no,
there's a difference
for me.
Veal is easy.
Sure.
A pig, at least. Anyway. So, the zoo said three long-nosed potoroos, a species deemed vulnerable to extinction, were killed after the red fox broke into the facility.
You big dummy.
The predator also stalked the wild free-roaming animals in the zoo's grounds. The thing went after everything it could try to eat. The zoo told Yahoo News that the incident had taken place several weeks ago. Spokesman said additional monitoring and security measures have been implemented. I don't think you're going to keep a fox out of a zoo, just based on the size of a zoo. You can't. There's no way the entire perimeter could be completely shut off from this thing if it can climb a wall.
It's a fox.
Now, in 2022, the world's oldest known rock hopper penguin, known as Mrs. Wallowitz, met a grizzly inn when a fox broke into her enclosure in Edinburgh. She was 35. 35 years old, having lived to double her life expectancy before the fox showed up. The same year, 25 flamingos were killed and injured after another fox chewed through a fence to infiltrate their outdoor pen at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington, D.C. They believe that this was the worst flamingo attack in decades.
What does the fox say?
Ding, 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 ding. I mean, basically, the fox is just going out for fast food.
It's easy.
Right. You could look, I mean, you can make a burger at home, but it's 6:30 at night. You got to go through a drive-thru.
Exactly. And they got 14 of them. If you want them, just, you don't even have to pay for them.
Do we have the biggest fox population? It seems like I saw more foxes on the East Coast. Maybe I'm not spending enough time outdoors. Do we have a lot of foxes in the area?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I know. I mean, the animals I've never seen before that I've seen out here, like a marmot. I never saw one of those before on the East Coast.
But I would say one thing about the Pacific Northwest, there are things here that will eat a fox. Where on the East Coast, there's not a lot.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I guess
you
just
have
bears.
Cougars here. You have bears here. So as far as a fox
also,
goes.
Also, you have those honey badgers.
Yeah, if you said, where do you want to live? Like, I'm taking the East Coast. They don't have badgers and they don't have bears. And they
oh,
don't
we
have
got
wolves.
The Cascade Red Fox.
We do.
The hungry
Cascade
ones.
Red Big fox. Dummy. Living in the Cascade now. Oh, no. Where all the white people at?
Or you'd be like, get your head out of your ass.
Get lost, dummy.
Like our Red from the 70s show.
That's two D's on that Red.
So our question, intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Free Rock.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
A question, intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola.
Hey, so I unintentionally, you've seen red ladybugs, of course. Have you seen yellow ones before?
I don't think I've ever seen a yellow ladybug. I've seen them.
Orange, yellow,
call them ladybugs. Yeah, orange, yellow. I had a neighbor back in Ohio that he had this shed on his property that was just ran down. But I don't know, we were playing over by it, and this thing was infested with these. You could see through the windows. They're just everywhere. I don't know. They had a spot to get out, but one flew right into my mouth. And I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to get a whiff of what these things can smell like.
No.
They're horrid. Mm. They're bad.
Huh. Is that all ladybugs or specifically these yellow ones?
I don't know about the red ones, but these yellow ones were rough.
Mm.
And I don't know. As soon as it flew in, I bit down. I didn't realize that it went in. And the taste is I mean, tenfold worse than the smell. It instantly threw up. I mean, there wasn't even a second in between.
Damn. Okay. All right.
It says, let's see, a yellow ladybug. It's often an Asian lady beetle, an invasive species known for varying color from yellow to red, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to put down, let's see, stink. I've never heard of a ladybug smelling bad. So it says here.
Me neither.
All right. Okay. So they do have a description, all right? And it says the lady yellow bug here is a mixture of nut-like green bell pepper, potato, and moldy odors.
Well, the first part sounded okay.
Actually, wait a minute. It's, then it finishes. I'm sorry. I'll finish the sentence. The mixture is, quote, really stinky. Okay.
Huh. All right. Where were you in Ohio?
Up by Toledo.
All right.
Outskirts, anyways.
Okay. I'm not sure how many of those I saw, but I saw them everywhere. I don't remember.
A yellow ladybug?
Yeah.
I've never seen one.
I've seen orange. I've seen red.
Did you guys have Japanese beetles?
Yeah. I never saw one, but there was a point where I was walking through a neighborhood, and the city, Baltimore, determined that they're invasive, all right? And they gave these neighborhoods those bags to collect them.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't.
Everybody had them.
But I didn't know this was going on. And when you live in the city, you have no yard. It wasn't an issue. But we're kind of out in the county, and I'm walking down the street.
Oh,
everyone
yeah.
has their mailboxes, you know, at the curb, like a normal place. But they all these yellow bags, and I didn't know what they were for. And as I got close to one, the whole thing was moving. And I'm like, I do not know what's in there. But then I realized they're all moving. Then someone explained, oh, yeah, man. They put some kind of bait and they collect these Japanese
beetles. What did you think of the grasshoppers or crickets or whatever you had down in Mexico?
Oh, the ones we ate grasshoppers.
As far as the taste.
Honest to God, they fry them or air pop them or something.
So is it more the seasoning you taste or is it the actual bug?
It tastes like the heat. Look, dude, if it tasted like the bug, you wouldn't eat them. But it looks like the bug is the thing. So it's a bowl of fried grasshoppers. It's covered in tahini, and I'll be honest with you, man, they were really, really good. But keep in mind, they realized we were American, all right? So this is Mexico City. My wife and I, we're eating lunch. We'd had lunch with the kids. The kids had been at the table. In between, as we're kind of getting drinks and settling down, there's a park across the street. Kids want to go play. We're like, go play. In the meantime, they brought over the bowl of grasshoppers. Our kids came running back, as kids are wont to do. They looked at the bowl of grasshoppers. My son looked at me, looked at his mom, just said, nope. Turned around and ran back to the park.
Yeah, all right.
Wouldn't even try one. Mm-hmm. I don't want to try one. The guy's like, come on, you're from the U.S., give it a try. They were delicious. They really were.
Okay.
You just had to get past what they look like. Because it's not disguised, man. It was clearly grasshoppers, but they were super good.
And anything in tahini or chili or like lime.
It helps.
Lime and salt.
It tasted kind of like if Cheetos did tahini flavor. That's basically what they tasted like.
Alex Stein shared the photo of her grandfather, 90-year-old Bobby, and his mint green lips. The granddaughter shared that he had accidentally mistaken a quart of paint for yogurt, and she also included a photo of the half-empty paint can. Quote, so, my grandpa ate half a quart of paint today thinking it was yogurt. She said in the post that garnered more than 333,000 likes on Twitter. The New York resident would later post a screen grab showing a video chat between her and Bobby, where she said that his stomach's completely unfazed. When I say he loves yogurt, he lives for yogurt. She explained, Mom buys at least 7 quarts of vanilla Danone yogurt a week. Stein's comment section under the post was inundated with various flavors people assumed the vibrant man thought he could be eating. Mint chocolate chip and pistachio, or pistachio-cio, as it was referred to repeatedly on Twitter. Stein added, my granddad has always loved entertaining people. He doesn't care whether people are laughing with him or at him. I'm going to the hospital.
Yeah.
You're 90 years old. You just ate a quart of paint.
How did you not notice after the first one, the consistency is different. Obviously, the taste is different. And I would think, inevitably, it tastes like paint. He was lucky.
What
it's
I'm saying
latex
is, what
paint.
Does that do? Oh, so it is soluble.
It is. They said, look, oil base is worse than the than regular latex paint. But the whole thing is, I would still go to the hospital if it's me.
All right.
Right?
I'm with you. That seems odd.
And
he's
90.
Drinking paint. But if the texture is the same and he's 90, I could see, bless you, how he didn't notice.
Well, according to the National Capital Poison Center, water-based paint can cause vomiting if heated in large quantities. Some do contain man-made or natural pigments, like cobalt or cadmium, which can be harmful to the body.
Yeah.
So I guess if you have a oil-based paint.
Definitely go to the hospital.
Okay.
There's no
question
about it.
Okay. That's good to know.
Did you pull up the picture of this guy?
I'm looking at him now.
Have you seen him? Look at this.
Look at his lips.
I mean.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I know.
Oh, my God. He looks like he's been huffing paint, but he's been eating it.
He was eating.
Looks like he gave a mouth hug to Gumby.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, a whiz.
That wasn't in the comment section.
I was thinking Shrek.
Sorry.
Gumby.
Yeah, a little bit. Jesus. I leave it staying on the lips, you know.
Intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Pogi. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, really?
Come on. No, I swear to God.
What's up, fellas?
Oh, yeah. Hola. You really go by Pogi?
Pogi.
Oh, Pogi. Okay.
Yeah, close enough. Yeah.
You guys just talking about Gumby made me think about Pogi, too.
I know. It's almost like, what are the chances?
Well, when I was like 15, I was hanging out with some of my older cousins, aunts, and uncles, and I was supposed to go to the Puyallup Fair the next day, and I was completely broke, and there was a beetle on the ground, and my cousin's wife was like, eat it, eat it. I'll give you $5. She's got a crazy German accent. So my uncle's like, hey, I'll go get a handful of popcorn and just put it in with the popcorn and it'll all be crunchy. It'll be fine. Well, I ended up eating that. She's like, that was so cool. She ended up giving me the rest of what she had, which was only like $8.50. But there was a slug on the ground.
Nope.
And about, I guess it was four different people came up with $10 a piece, and I ended up eating the slug for $40.
Was it worth it?
It never came back up, so I didn't actually get sick, which really surprised me. I have a tendency to puke a lot.
Well, you're eating a slug. I'll cut you a little slack on that. I don't think that needs a gag reflex.
That grease trail coming down your throat, though, man.
I was really surprised it didn't come back up. We had put like a single dash of salt on it and then poured a little Henry Weinhardt's on it.
All right, well, look, man.
It helped it go down a little
The weird thing with the slugs is...
Wait, did you bite into it or did you just swallow it?
I pretty much just swallowed it. I don't think I chewed it at all.
So yeah, you can capture slugs with alcohol, typically beer.
Yeah,
you
beer.
Just pour a little bit of
they
beer.
They love it.
They get, I do too.
They morning, can't help it.
I know they get in there, and there's tons of them.
They find slugs in me.
Or slugs edible. Because with snails, escargot, that's something that people have been eating for hundreds of years.
Because I feel
so
like...
One's got a shell, one doesn't. Isn't it the same thingy?
No. I mean, they're related, but they're not the same for whatever reason. I mean, look, maybe slugs are. I just feel like if they were, obviously, they're edible because you ate one. But as far as people wanting to eat
it. Can you cook and eat a slug?
Yeah. I didn't get sick at all, either. I was really surprised. I thought, you know.
It says if you're going to eat your slugs, you have to cook them.
Well, sure, dude. Nobody eats a rare slug.
Yeah. Same thing with escargot. They're not still squirming in the shell.
Because they can carry dangerous parasites. So you gotta cook them. Huh. There's five different ways.
Well, Pogi survived. What are some of the slug recipes I have here?
God, five ways to eat snails. And see, snails and slugs, they basically say they're the same. All right, fried slugs. Scald the slugs in boiling water for 2 minutes. Dredge them in egg and then in breadcrumbs. Deep fry in oil until golden brown.
Tell your friends when they're done eating.
Hey, deep fried slugs.
All right.
I mean, deep fry, normally, if you dredge in egg and then in breadcrumbs.
But there is some things, right? Like, I forget the name, but there's this, like, street food dish that's basically fried octopus balls.
Yeah.
Right? We've eaten them together.
Yeah, they're very good.
I just don't care for octopus that much.
Me neither.
So even though they were fried and it should seem delicious, I still didn't like it.
But here's the thing.
So I feel like the slug, I'm like, okay. I don't know.
But I know I don't like the taste of octopus. So even though you deep fried it, I'm not going to like what I taste in the middle. To be fair, I've never eaten a slug, so I cannot necessarily judge.
Do you like escargot?
I enjoyed it when we ate it.
But yeah. Basically, it's saying the same thing. So the classic escargot, with slugs or with snails?
We ate it because it was a free tab and it was the only time I was going to eat it in my life. I would never order it again.
10,000% correct.
Right.
Huh. Let your snails or slugs purge themselves in a container of damp lettuce for 24 hours.
What do you mean purge?
The snails are going to eat as much of that.
Fatten them up.
Yeah, you're fat. Then.
I want a skinny slug.
I thought purge meant like puke.
That's
to me. Maybe that's what it is. Bring one cup of water or wine to a boil in a large saute pan. Blah, blah, blah. Slug stir fry in a Walker skillet. Pasta with slugs and a backwood boil.
Pasta with slugs.
Boil the slugs or snails in water for 10 minutes with whatever seasonings you can find.
You serve that as slither? Pasta with slugs, and that's just
when you
do
your deep country boil, you could seriously put some slugs in there.
You could do that, Ted.
Ugh.
You could.
Deep country boil just sounds like slugs and roadkill.
That does, yes.
That sounds awful.
It does. It does. The slugs and roadkill.
Intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROCK.
Got a little lemon pepper rat in there.
Well, I might try that.
Lemon pepper rat?
I'd be more tempted to try rat meat than eat a slug.
Yeah.
Right? If you present, and look, say you cooked both of them properly or whatever the case is, you say, that is a slug, that is rat meat. I'm definitely trying to rat meat before I try the slug.
Right, because can you eat those nutria in New Orleans?
I don't know. Man, if you can, I feel like they would already be cooking them up.
All right.
Because they got a billion of them. They shoot them all the time, and New Orleans will cook anything.
But it's also weird, like, in Arkansas, you could shoot squirrel all year round and eat it.
Sure.
But I don't know if you could shoot squirrels in Washington State.
Shoot a squirrel and find out. See what happens.
Well, I'd have to get a rifle. Me just out in the open area with a 9mm blasted squirrels. I feel like the cops are going to get called.
Well, they can call the cops and say, dude, it's for dinner. That's all.
Right? Then that poor little bastard would be destroyed. Yeah.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichora.
Hola.
So when I was a young teenager, we were playing quarters. And we were doing it the stupid way, whereby you bounce the quarter into the glass with the beer in it. And unfortunately, when I was pretty drunk at one point, I went to down the beer, and I swallowed the quarter.
Yeah, well, I've seen that a few times.
I've seen it happen myself.
What's the smart way to play it? I thought like that was part of the de facto rule.
You have a separate glass. You have a glass that's only for bouncing the quarter in, and then everybody else has their own glass.
No, I like it better. Because the real challenge was, it's like, you don't just chug the beer, but in theory, you chug it without swallowing that quarter.
No, because, oh, man, I will. My chest hurts so bad for like the next hour, and everybody's trying to tell me, I got half the people saying, oh, you need to try and throw it up. Oh, no, no, you need to, like, wash it down or whatever. And I just know that my chest was hurting, like I said, for a good hour or so. And no, I never did see it again.
Oh, no way. So it's still in you?
I don't think so. I've had MRI since then, and I would think if it was still in me.
It ripped out?
You know, 40 get, years
do you get since. A, you got a full body MRI?
No, but I've had it done on my abdomen. So
well,
know.
That's not where it is.
I had sucked it out of
it's,
there.
It's lower than that. Yeah.
I mean,
you had a 25-cent poop.
Yeah, I saw a guy. Now, we were playing Chandeliers.
Yeah.
Which is a little different version of that game.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a guy chug it, but we checked on him every day. And then I think like 3 days later, he finally passed it.
Really? I've swallowed a quarter before.
But when you're playing quarters, you got to have beer in the cup. Or else the quarter will just knock over the plastic cup.
Yeah. I mean, I've swallowed a quarter, plain quarter specifically. That's why it happened. But I'm not the only guy. In my friend group at the time, all of us probably swallowed a quarter at least once.
I've swallowed pennies as a kid.
On purpose?
No, just crawling around, picking stuff off the floor, putting it in my mouth, and my mom had to dig it out of the poop, and she just reminded me.
Why did she dig it out?
Like, you know it's going to pass. To make sure that it passed.
Yeah, I just hedge my bets. My dad said when he was young, he swallowed a handful of BBs. I don't know how old he was, like 5, 6 or something. So his grandmother's like, you did what? And he explained it, and she's just like, all right. So he gave her, is it syrup of Ipecac?
Ipecac, yeah.
It's like, so you throw up immediately, and he's like, you just hear the sink. It sounds like someone fired a shotgun. I was like, tink, 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 tink. But they didn't all come out of him. So grandmother's just like, well, you got to wait. And I'm like, well, how did you know? He said, Stephen, when I passed the BB, basically, this turd had to weigh like 3 pounds. He's like, it just sunk to the bottom of the toilet. It's like, that's got to be the
it's
one.
Like a, it's like a fishing weight.
Yeah.
Intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bill. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Years back, I went on an air rail trip where you basically fly part of the way and go by train. The rest of the way to Grand Canyon with my mom. And we were on the rail part of it, or part of the rail part of it. And we were we stopped at the Santa Barbara train station. And I went inside looking for a vending machine. And my mom stayed out. And when I got back, she looked a little distressed. And turned out there was a big cactus out in front of the station that had apparently it was the fruiting time of the cactus. And it had like a big orange ball on the top that looked like an orange, kind of. Anyway, my mom thought it looked pretty interesting, so she went over and tried to grab it. And, well, she got a bunch of cactus spines in her hand. And immediately when you get spines or something like that in your hand, you stick it in your mouth, I guess.
Oh, no.
She ended up with a bunch of cactus spines on her inner tongue.
Oh, God.
Were just a pain in the pain to get out.
Oh, Jesus.
Why would she think that an orange on top of a cactus is an orange?
Well, I told her, I said, you know, that's like its baby, so it's like going to protect its baby. But she thought it looked really, really good. And for some reason, her mom's Japanese, so...
So what do you do? Right. Did she go to the hospital, or did you guys just have
No. We ended up basically getting some tape, some duct tape, and waited and pulled them out.
How many spines got into her tongue?
Probably like 8 or 10.
God damn, man.
They're little tiny ones. You almost couldn't see them. That's why she didn't notice it, you know, that it was actually spiny.
It reminds me of this picture just see of the dogs that got into it with the porcupine. Mm-hmm. And clearly, they bit the porcupine. And then you look at this dog's face, man, and it's like, oh, my God, just Kiss spines me. Everywhere.
Kiss me.
Right, and that dog just has the look on his face like, I'm in so much pain, I've made a mistake, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, and you take him to the vet, and they have to remove each one by one. But I wonder if they put the dog under for that.
I don't know. And do you think it's any good?
What, porcupine?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure the dogs always make the best decisions about what they think tastes delicious. I feel like cats are a little more discerning. Like, look, I will just kill this thing because deep down, I'm a homicidal maniac. Other things I will eat. Where dogs, it seems like, because cats use their claws, right? So a lot of times, I'm going to rip you apart, but I don't want you in my mouth.
But you kind of, like the cat probably touched it when, ooh.
Yeah, I don't want that. Dogs are like, nah, man, mouth first. That's the best way to do anything.
Well, and I want to say in Africa, there's something that actively goes after porcupines. It's just like, yeah, I don't care.
Is it a bird or is it a mammal? Isn't it something?
It's a mammal, I think.
Does it flip them on their back kind of thing, or does it just, it can take the
quills? I think it just doesn't care that the quills stick them.
What are they, meth heads or something? Jesus Christ, man.
I don't know. I'll Google it in the next break or whatever, because I know there's something that actively, like, it'll just dig in the hole and be like, oh, hey, there's one. I'm going to eat them.
Porcupine predator.
And it might get zapped a couple times and then flip it over and be like, I'm going to eat your little flesh.
All right. Wolverines, they'll eat them.
There you go.
Like they're going to eat cougars and the fisher, whatever that might be.
Ooh, the fisher.
Mm-hmm. Intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROCK.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.